Hello, everyone. Welcome to a little audio demonstration for inclusiveandroid.com. I'm Warren Carr on this May 1st, 2017. And by the way, happy commie day to those of you who are commies out there. I told my wife this morning, happy birthday, you commie baby. She was born on May 1st, and so I was kind of just messing with her. But anyway, apart from the joke, let's go into what I'm planning to do, and that is to demonstrate how to use the cursor control found within TalkBack to do text editing in Android using TalkBack. So I'm going to go into a word editor or some editor of some sort here, and I'm going to go probably find my IA writer. This is my IA writer, and I'm going to go to a new and find and create a new document.
New.
There we go. So let's find new document.
New document. Edit box. IA writer.
So we're in new document. Now I'm going to tap anywhere to invoke the keyboard.
Showing English. Us. Keyboard.
This is my Google keyboard or Gboard keyboard, as it is called now. And I'm going to dictate a few text or, a few spoken text and see if we get it in and then go about how we can go about editing that text. So let's try that, shall we?
Cat voice input.
Hello, comma. Are you coming to the party? Question mark. If you're not coming to the party, comma, would you please go home, comma, and get the food going, question mark, new line. Oops, my dictation timed out on me.
Editing. Hello, are you coming to the party? If you're not coming to the party, would you please go home and get the food going, edit box.
I'm going to keep on dictating here for a little bit.
Voice input.
I am not sure, comma, that this is going through, period, new line. Let me know if you are getting this through and through, period, new line. Thank you for taking your time to read this, and I look forward to talking to you soon, period. Now, as you noticed, I just simply kept quiet and let it finish dictating. Now, if I didn't want to let that happen on its own, I could have just simply tapped anywhere on the phone to stop the dictation. Let me just quickly demonstrate that, shall we?
Voice input.
I think I am at the end of my dictation period. So I just tapped. Now I'm going to read it.
Editing. Hello, are you coming to the party? If you're not coming to the party, would you please go home and get the food going? I am not sure that this is going through. Let me know if you're getting this through and through. Thank you for taking your time to read this, and I look forward to talking to you soon. I think I am at the end of my edit box.
I think I'm at the end of...
Editing. Hello, are you coming to the party? If you're not coming to the party, would you please go home and get the food going? I am not sure.
Anyway, so here's what I want to do. I want to do some sort of an editing using the built-in cursor control. I know a lot of you guys are already familiar with this, but now and then, you know, we have people that come onto the Android platform that are not necessarily familiar with this, and so it makes sense that we put this out there so such people could find something like this and make reference to. So I'm going to go into my LCM or local context menu. I'll be referring to it as LCM from now on. And by default, if you haven't done any modification to your gestures to bring up the LCM, all you need to do is draw a line upward from the bottom, and then curving to the right invokes the LCM. I have, however, decided to go in prior to now and change my gesture, my LCM gesture, to a left-right movement in one swoop, and that would invoke my LCM. And so now I will do that gesture of left-right movement with one finger to invoke my LCM.
Local context menu, talk back, showing items 1 to 2.
There we go. My LCM came up and says we have 2 items. So I'm going to explore and see what we have.
Cursor control.
This cursor control.
Navigation settings.
And navigation settings. What we want is the cursor control. So I'm going to move my finger upward and find the cursor control and tap on it.
Cursor control. Cursor control. Talkback. Showing items 1 to 5 at 5.
Talkback reports that there are now 5 items after I tapped on the cursor control. So let's start from the top in the middle of the phone and go down and see the items that we have as a result of invoking the cursor control.
Cursor control. Move cursor to beginning.
There's move cursor to beginning.
Move cursor to end.
Move cursor to end.
Paste.
Paste.
Select all.
Select all, which means if I tap here, every text that I dictated would be selected.
Start selection mode.
Start selection mode. And that's what we want. So I'm going to tap here.
Selection mode on.
As soon as I tapped on the start selection mode, TalkBack reports that selection mode is on. Now, we can now either select character by character, word by word, line by line, or paragraph by paragraph. So I'm going to swipe down with one finger, which is the default for switching between the granularities. I can't even say that word, granularity. Oh, well, so swiping, with one finger downward switches you between the different modes of, word navigation or granularity selection. So I'm going to swipe down one time.
Words.
We're on words. So it wasn't on character. So I'm going to swipe upward.
Characters.
So that's character. So go down.
Words.
Words.
Lines.
Lines.
Paragraphs.
Paragraphs.
Default.
Default. Back to default.
Characters.
And swiping again, we're now in character mode. So what this means is whether I have it at character mode, word mode, line mode, or paragraphs mode, if I swipe from left to right, I'll be selecting one character at a time. And if it were in word mode and I swipe from left to right, I'd be selecting one word at a time. And if it were in a line mode, I'd be selecting one line at a time if I do a left to right movement with one finger. So now that's on a character by character, and I'm not sure where my cursor is, I'm going to swipe from left to right and see what it says.
Space selected.
Space.
F selected. O selected.
I think it was maybe at the end of the text. All right, let's switch to line movement.
Words.
Words.
Lines.
Okay, let's go right and see what happens, shall we?
Ongoing, I am not sure that this is selected.
Okay, now I'm going to go to...
I am not sure that this is unselected.
I'm going backwards.
Food, unselected. You please, you're not coming to the party. Wood, selected. Hello, are you coming to the party? If selected.
So it was maybe more or less toward the middle of my whole dictation. And so as I swipe backwards, I'm selecting things backwards. And that's why now I'm at the beginning of my text. Now, if I swipe from here, from left to right with that one finger, I will be unselecting the things that were selected. Let's try that, shall we?
Hello, are you coming to the party? If unselected.
Uh-huh.
You're not coming to the party. Would unselected.
Keep going.
You please go home and get the unselected food selected.
So.
Going, I am not sure that this is selected.
So see, it unselected what was selected. And now when it went past what was selected and unselected them, it started the selection mode with my movement of my finger going right, left to right. So unselected.
Going, I am not sure. This is
unselected. Now, the challenge that we have, however, is how do I get to a particular word or particular line without selecting either the prior line or words or something of that nature? Now, that's still a challenge. I can't tell you that I know how, because there's absolutely no way to do that, because if I can't read without just selecting I wouldn't be able to do it. So maybe, how about if I just go ahead and end the selection mode and then maybe invoke a line movement and place it on a line that I want to work with and see if we could do it that way. Shall we do that? Let's go back into our cursor control mode and then, you know, stop the selection mode.
Local context menu, talk back, showing items 1 to 3 of 3.
Let's go to cursor control.
Navigation set cursor control. Cursor control, talk back, showing items 1 to 7 of 7.
Now we have 7 items. Let's see what we had 5 when I started, you know, invoked it. Let's see what we have now.
Move cursor to beginning. Cursor control.
Okay, so this.
Move cursor to beginning. Move cursor to end. Cut, copy, cut.
Oh, yeah. So now we have cut.
Copy.
Copy.
Paste.
Paste.
Select all. End selection mode.
And end selection mode. So the two things that got introduced were the cut and the copy because we have selected text. If we didn't have anything selected, we'll only have 5. So now I'm going to tap on end selection mode.
Select end selection mode. Selection mode off. Selected text, food.
So now we're told that the selected text, even though we've ended the selection and we're now on food, I mean, we have food selected because that was what was selected or that was what had a highlight. Now, let's see this.
Paragraphs.
Now, I'm going to go to
default. Characters. Words.
I'm going to go to words. So, let's say I want to go. Now, let's go to lines.
Lines.
And let's read.
Going? I am not sure that this is going.
Let me go to the beginning of the text, okay? Give me 1 minute, guys. Thank you so much for your understanding. Let's bring up my LCM here.
Local context menu, navigation settings, cursor control.
Cursor control. Let's move to the top of the text.
To 5 of 5. Paste. Move cursor to end. Move cursor to beginning.
Move cursor to beginning. There we go.
Beginning of field.
All right, so we're at the beginning of field. Let me make sure that I am still in my line mode.
Paragraphs.
Okay, let's swipe back up.
Lines.
All right, now I'm gonna see, since I am now at the beginning of that line, I'm gonna read line by line by swiping from left to right.
Hello, are you coming to the party? If.
Okay, so I hear the words, hello, are you coming to the party? If. Now, let's see if I can select that. Or let's go to the next line to be sure.
You're not coming to the party, would.
Okay, I hear if you're not coming to the party, would. And let's say this is where I want to do my text editing. Let's say, for instance, I want to take out the word would. So in this case, I'm going to switch to word movement. So I'm going to swipe upward with one finger.
Words.
To words. And I'm going to go backwards and make sure I have the word would, you know, in focus.
Would.
Okay. So would is now in focus. And now what I need to do is once more invoke the LCM and go touch on cursor control and then, you know, tap on selection mode and see if the word would be highlighted. Let's try that, shall we? Ah, what's going on? It's not letting me.
Local context menu, talk back, showing items 1 to 2 of 2.
All right, there we go. And now I'm going to find cursor control.
Cursor navigation, cursor control. Cursor control, talk back, showing items 1 to 5 of 5.
Let's go down to selection mode or start selection mode.
Start selection mode. Selection mode on.
Okay, it would be nice if I'm told that the word would, where I left off, has the focus or not. And I don't want a chance selecting, you know, more than one word, but I'm going to try it anyway. So I'm going to swipe from left to right just once.
Selected.
Aha. So now it says would selected. So if I want to make a change, I can do that change right here. I could hit my delete key or just type over it. How about I just type over it? And I'm going to use, dictation. I'm going to just say the word, just something out of the ordinary that was not part of this dictation at all. So I'm going to say turkey head. Let's do that. And that's referring to either my buddy Gary or Alan Ducky Head. Oh, my. Okay, so let me.
Voice input.
Turkey head and ducky head. All right, now I'm going to end my selection. Let's see what I got.
Editing. Selection mode on. Hello, are you coming to the party? If you're not coming to the party, turkey head and Becky head, turkey head and neck head, you please go home and get the going. I am not sure that this is going through. Let me know if you're getting this through and through. Thank you for taking you a time to read this, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Okay.
The end of my edit box.
So, as you can see, the word would has been replaced with turkey head and ducky head. So, those boys are going to kill me. But that's how it works. And, if we had selected all, or if I had hit the delete key right there, the word would have been deleted. Or if I just typed, just one character or whatever, that word would have been replaced with that character. So that's how it would be if you want to edit using the cursor control. And by the way, the volume keys would work too, but I'm one of those that, doesn't like, pounding on my, volume keys. I'm kind of a little bit touchy when it comes to my hardware, buttons. I don't want to wear them out. So I mainly use, on-screen type gestures for my editing needs instead of using the volume keys. But all of these can be performed using the volume keys, just putting that out there. Well, thank you so much, guys, for putting up with me, and look forward to more of this type of things. And for inclusiveandroid.com, again, this is Warren Carr.